Okay.
Let's start this again. Try to unravel it. So the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yudaimer Mayoliba Yofa, the din is that the Kohen was Megala Sliba, Megala Saira. So Rabbi Yudah says Mayoliba Yofa, or if her Saira was Yofa, so he wasn't Megala, or he wasn't Saisid. So the Gemara says, Lemem, Rabbi Yudah Chayishli, Rabban Lechayishli. So it seems that Rabbi Yehuda is more worried about Hiro than Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda is Chayshish by Hiro. So therefore, it was Liba Yofa, or if it was a Sire Yofa, so that was the reason not to be Megala, and Chacham didn't have that consideration. You find elsewhere from Tvaket, Sanyo, Ish Mechasin Oysi Perkechem Mufano, Ish Shnei Prokem, Echon Mufana Vechad Mivacharem, the Shekula Erba Divri Rabbi Yehuda. The Chacham Oymim, Ish Niskal Oram, Bein Ish Niskal Esteruma. Says, I'm not sure why the Gemara needs to quote this Braisa. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Banim and Dalad, Ahmed Beis. Ayoch is based a skill, Abba Amis, Mashitan, Oysa, Yes, Begodov. Aish Machasin, Oysa, Milfona, the Isha Milfonel, Meacharel, Dibra Behuda. The Chachom, Oymer, Meish Niskal Oren, Vein Aisha Niskal, Saruma. In that Mishnah, the Gemara there in Sanhedrin brings a brisa. Tal Ravonon, Ha'ish Mechasin Eisi Perak Gatham Mevona Ve'ish Shnei Prokem Benu Lepenei Benim Alachem Neishakula Ervadiv Rabbi Yehuda. Chal Meim Ha'ish Niskal Arim Ben Ish Niskal Aseruma. The brisa is just Moisif and the Chachamim a shear of Perak Echad Milafanov and Shnei Prokem. A shear of Perak Echad and Shnei Prokem. What's it even at the surface? Perek Echod. Actually, this is Tup Shalton. What's Perek Echod? Ma'atl. What is it? Ma'atl. Perek Echod, Milofonot. Isha Shnei Prokem. Ben Milofonot, Ben Melacher. Yeah, a Bais L'Chor, not Moses. I'm not sure what the Bais is Moses on the Mishnah altogether. Perek Echod, it doesn't sound in Rashi like Perek Echod is a shear. Perek Echod means a cloth, like a loincloth. So the Brass says that the Ish, they give him one loincloth, Milafonov, and the Ish, they give it two, one Milacharah. So that says Mamish in Mishnah. The Mishnah says, doesn't say the word Perek. The Mishnah says, Ha'ish Mechasin Oysi Milafonov, Ha'ish Milafonel Me'acharah. Tivri Rabbi Huda, Chom Oymim, Ish Niskal Orem, Ben Ish Niskal Aserumu. So what's Mitaisif in the Brass that it doesn't say in the Mishnah? Well, it's a double question. Why does the Gemara in Sanhedrin need to bring the Braisa? What's the Braisa Moisif on the Mishnah? And what does the Gemara by us have to bring the Braisa for? It's a Mishnah. Maybe if I only had the Mishnah, I might make the mistake of thinking the Chasen Oisim Milafona means like his whole body. Milafano, and the Isha Milafanem Mechrem means her whole body. Since she's not a Ruma, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is not right shot, that's not what it means. Mechasna Isha Milafano means a little bit, a Perek Echot. That's nice if, and that's Mitaisif in the Brises. Anyway, I don't know. Tell your Rimshot, what's the point of quoting this Brises? That's not really what I want to get bogged down in, but stamps, Mitzvah Yashiv, what's going on? So a component of Frank Gemara, so we have your steer. So Ibcha Shaminalu. That here we find that El Chaira Chacham over here, the Gemara assumes the reason why the Chacham say A nation is Kelisirum is because of here. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have that consideration. Rabbi Yehuda's not worried about here. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda allows that Shishibin is Kelisirum. So it's a steer. The Gemara is going to speak out. Chaira means it's a steer both in Rabbi Yehuda and in the Chacham. Ibcha Shaminalu, it's a steer in both. So my answer is Amar Rabba. I believe Sanhedrin I think gives his Rabba. Hocha time am I? Think of his Rabba. I'm sorry, it's Rabbi there too. So in Rabbi Yehuda we have a Baal Bata Shateres. There is a chashav here, but she's going to be dead anyway. So what's going to be? They're not going to use Garon anyway because she's going to be dead. By Saita, she may never be dead. She might be Yitzi Zakai. And so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda's afraid that now it's going to be, she's going to become a victim. They're going to start to stalk her. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda's chayshish for Yehura. What does Rashi say? I don't know what she wants to call your mail. Rest of her life. What do you need it for? No, strange action. Pirchei kuna noka talshem shehoyim mitzuyim bazor yaisim shal. Chdeim osi liskaruyi bechen aisa. Alidei shiro es du arum and viskar yitzra menoshim acheres. Gimiri miseris biyod biyod yibirai baisai. That the Yitzhar is only shal it in mashein of rois. This is Rabbi says had the prayer of Kalisha on the radio. If you don't see the person, you don't know what she looks like, because the Yitzhar is only shaylit with Mashein Abayis. Anyway, that's the Teres Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda have a pashut there. So meanwhile, what does it say over here? It says over here that Rabbi Yehuda really holds that if there will be a chash b'mokim, there's a chash of here, so we would not allow her to be a rumah. But the chash of here is limited to Mashein of Reis. So by Saita, which she might be Yotzi Zakai, so Rabbi Yehuda has a chash of here, Taka. And therefore he says that you can't be Megala Sliba if it's Liba Noah. Taisha speaks out, even though it suggests that Kosu of Paras Reisha Isha. But B'Shevata, we can be B'Shevata, we could be Oikah. We could be Oikah Dover Menatar. So therefore, in a case of need, we could be Oikah Dover Menatar, where she's done. So therefore, good is chayish liyur. In our mission, it's chayish liyur. By skila, where there's nothing, she's going to be dead anyway. So there's no mukkah to be chayish liyur. So then, Rabbi Yehuda is not mechalek, and she's niskele saruma. Doctor Maravita, on the rovah, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, kashid, Rabban, like kashid. See, we miyashu the steer in Rabbi Yehuda, but isn't there a steer in the Rabban also? In our mission, the Rabban are not chayish liyur. And in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the Brayis in Sanhedrin, the Chachamim say that Ish is not Niskela Seruma. Ish Niskela Arvein, Ish Niskela Seruma. The Gemara thinks that it has to do with here. So it's a steer in the Rabbanah. El Amarav. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kosha, Kiddushanim. The Teretz, they said, Rabbi Yehuda is a good Teretz. Rabbi Yehuda is Chayish Lihirhura, but not if she's going to be dead. The Rabbanah, Nami Yehuda, Kosha, it's also not a steer. What does Rashi say? Hocha time amai, ami rabbon and shemitzul of Aisha, filu hi tahira. Why over here does Yehuda say that we have to be mevayisha? Mishum enoisu kol anoshim shli, are you asking they shad viti and it's nois? Why does Rashi stress afilu hitayra? Because if she's tmeya, in the chayusa godol mizeh. If she's tmeya, she dies. If she dies, in the chayusa godol mizeh, as the Gemara is going to say. But the point is here, even if she doesn't die, we have an inyan they have an agenda that there should be a certain amount of Yisur. So therefore, we have to be, therefore, we have to make Galus Libel, we have to, like the Torah says. But in the, when it comes to Skila, why should we be Mashiter for the Yisur? There's no reason. So it comes out like this, the Chayyim were saying that really Rabbanon are not Cheshish V'Hiru. And therefore, by Saita, since we have an Inyan, we have a reason to be Mapshit, to be Megalus Libos, in order for to have the Yisur, as the Torah prescribes. So we do it to it. We do it. We're not worried about Hiru. We have no reason to be Eiker that Yisur. And so we have Yisur. But by Skila, Even though Rabbanon not chayshish v'hirur, but there's no reason to be mashiter, because what would be the hafshata? The hafshata would be for yisur, and we don't need the yisur, because the chayshish galam is she dies. That's the biggest yisur. So we don't need to add insult to injury. We don't need to add that we're also going to have a, it will also be mashiter. Everybody agrees with the concept of Misa Yofa. Shale is Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Chacham is what's the Misa Yofa? Rabbi Yehuda holds the Misa Yofa is she should be Aruma because she'll have less Tzara Degufa, have an easier death. And Chacham is saying no, the Tzara Degufa, the Misa Yofa is to salvage her dignity. So maybe better not Aruma. So it's interesting. Rashi, when he speaks through this Indian of Bizoyan and so on, Rashi speaks in Loshon Zohar. Rashi says, Rashi was saying that if like Choshev al Adam vish Choshev al Adam Shani, like I don't know what this word is. Shani doesn't make any sense. Tfei Mitzar Negufa Hilkach Misa Yofi like Misokel Lovush. There's a lot of horrors here, but we'll start with this Rashi. Rashi says, it doesn't say Loshon Nekevah, it's Loshon Zohar. It sounds in Rashi that this is not limited to women. This is a general thing that Chachamim hold that a person's more interested in his covered in bizyonis, and therefore the misa yofa is to be lavush, not to be armed. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds person is more interested in sire de gufa, and therefore the misa yofa is to be armed. Especially Rashi, this would be true by a man too. The same machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, what's odifle? What's the misa yofa? It's not limited to him. The same ish, the same machlekes would apply to a man too. And lafi Rabbi Yehuda, it will be more Misa Yofa for a man to be Orem, and according to Chachamim, it will be more Misa Yofa for him to be Lavush. Otherwise, Rashi would say Lashon Nekevah. So right away, Mechorat Shere Zach, because the din is that a man is for sure Niskal Orem. The only Machlek is by an Isha, not by an Ish. Ha'ish Niskal, Chacham said, Ha'ish Niskal Orem, Ben Ha'ish Niskal Aserum. Everybody agrees that an Ish is Niskal Orem. So what's the chat on this Rashi? So the Pshutoi, Rashi the Shitosai. Because the emes of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, not Memei, you have the same sugya in Sanhedrin, but in Sanhedrin, before this whole Shakra Levaya, the Stiyam Tarb Yehuda and Chachamim, the Gemara begins, Gemara's like this. Could I, you have a Gemara? Does someone have a Gemara Sanhedrin, or should I put it on the screen? Okay. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, "My Tamaya de Rabbanon. Why did the Rabbanon say that a Ish is Nishkol Orem and a Ish is Nishkel Aseruma? But Omer Kav Rog Moisi, my Oisai, Ilay Moisi V'Loisah that she doesn't have Skila. It's Vaksi V'Itesim Es Haisha Hu Oyes Haisha Hi. So the Skila by a woman too. And my Oisai V'Loik Susai." If you don't know, I say, like, just say, relationish. So, Bepshutai, it says in the Gemara that, first of all, we have a drosha, exerts a kosov, I say, relationish. That skila, part of skila is that we're mafshitim before the skila. And then, in addition, there's a machlekas, and that everybody agrees to. But then, there's also machlekas, chakam and Rabbi Huda, if there's also an additional miut of I say, relationish, like, I say, relationish. Chachamim have a miut, Oisay v'lo Oisa, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have that miut. So Tosfos right away says, the top Tosfos says labdaf. It's not a miut, because there's only one pasuk. It says Oisay, and we use it for Oisay v'lo Oisay. It's not available to also dash in Oisay v'lo Oisa. And therefore, when the Gemara said that Chachamim say Oisay v'lo Oisay v'lo Oisay v'lo Oisay, it's not because it's a miut in pasuk. It's because of the reasons that the Gemara goes on to discuss of Yehura and Miso Yofa, that's why by a woman, you know, there's a din of Oisa B'Leksusi, and that's all there is Oisa B'Leksusi. The reason why Chacham say Oisa B'Leksusi is not because there's a miut. There's no miut. But they have extraneous considerations. Maybe I'll hear like this, like the Gemara, Mishum Yehura. So that's why we don't do Hafshata V'Nisha. At the end of the day, it's because of Bizyona. Of Misa Yofer, brother Misa Yofer, that we're worried about her bizyoma. So, and that's the Hemshech Lishak, and that's talk of the whole Hemshech Lomar. That Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda are arguing about the bizyoma difa, tzara de gufa difa, or they're arguing about Hihura. They're not arguing. It doesn't sound in the whole Hemshech Lomar. It doesn't sound like they're arguing about how to dash in the psukim. The whole Hemshech Lomar is that they're arguing in svara. Maybe Chachamim or Morcha, or maybe if Sakad Daitach is that Chachamim or Morcha is here, the Maskana is Chachamim hold that Bizyoyna Adifala. That's why they argue in Rabbi Huda. But nothing to do with a drosha. There is no drosha of Oisai Velayasa. That's Tosfos. And we're going to get back to Tosfos and talk about how Tosfos reads through the whole Gemara. You know what? Maybe we should talk Tosfos too first, because Tosfos is much easier. Then we'll come to Rashi. So Taisa says there's no drush of Oisai v'lo Oisai. Taisa says two reasons. First of all, Taisa says because there's no pasuk for it. The pasuk's not available. We used up the pasuk for Oisai v'lo Oisai. So there's no makom achiza in the pasuk to dash in Oisai v'lo Oisai. That's the first thing Taisa says. The whole lekam yut because it's only nitzrach for Oisai v'lo Oisai. And furthermore, Taisa says he doesn't say b'loshon kushya, but it's implicit in Taisa. The Hemshech of the Gemara is mashma that way. Because if Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing whether there's a miut or Oisai v'lo Oisai, then how do you understand the whole Hemshech of the Sugya? In the Gemara, in the Hemshech of the Sugya, the basic outline of the Sugya is, the Gemara has, when the Gemara is down, what's the reason for the Chachamim? Why did the Chachamim say that she's not, that Aisha is not Niskelis Neruma? So the Gemara has had a Saka Daitach, it's because of Yehura. But that's against the Mishnah Saitu, Racham, not Chashli Yehura. And then the maskana is because of Misa Yofa, Berla Misa Yofa, that since Bizyoyna Adifala, so the Misa Yofa were Berla Misa Yofa, that she should not be, she shouldn't be Niskela Serum. So it's nothing to do with the Miyat of Eisai V'lo Eisai. Therefore, Taisa says, it must be, there is no Miyat. Agamar doesn't bring the whole Durah. The Gemara, but Eisai V'lo Eisai, Agamar doesn't mention it at all. There's no such din. It's an optical illusion. There is no Drosha of Eisai V'lo Eisai. The Torah says, I saw, and it doesn't talk about I saw. So, there's no miut. So why talk about Chum Mechalak? Why Chum Mechalak? So, Torah says, either Mishum Yehura, or Mishum Bizyan. Now, the emes, you need to understand, Bishtoma Mishum Hirhura, the Saka Daitech L'Gemara. So I understand how that's Oiker Adinta Reis. The Torah says Oisib Lixus. The Torah says Oisib Lixus. That is a drosha. Oisib Lixus is a drosha. So if the Torah said Oisib Lixus, so how do we come off being oiker that because of the agenda of Bizyoyna or the agenda of or the agenda of Ahura. But it's a dim deraisa of Oisiv Lexusli, and there's no miut of Oisiv Lexusli. So let's chat in Taisus. So Yehura is good because Taisus by us already says that Yehura, that because of Yehura, we could be Oikir Adova Minatar. Since it's B'Shev Al Taser, so the agenda of Yehura is a reason to is enough reason to be Oikir Adova Minatar. By Saita for sure, it says Uparas Reishisha. And yet, if it was Liba Noah, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Mishum Yehura, we're not Megalas Liba. So he's Garba Pirchekun. So you see that Yehura is there a reason to be Oikir Adova Minatar? So Allah has come over here where the Torah doesn't even, it's not necessarily, I mean, it's, there's no reason. The Torah says stam, but we can be kind by men. We don't have to be kind by women. So Mishum Yehura will say, we'll do it by men, but not by women, because by women, we're afraid of Yehura. But what about Bizyona? Bro, let me see offer. If it's a din deraisa that you have to be, that the Torah says, Oisib Lexusoi, so how does Bro, let me see offer? How can Bro Lemisi Yofa be a reason to be Oiker Adin Deiris? Because we want to give him, we're nice guys, we want to give him a Misa Yofa, so we're going to be Oiker Adin Deiris of Isaac Lexusa. So don't be circular at all. That's an even more Misa Yofa. But the Torah says you should be circular, and it says Isaac Lexusa. So where do we come off Mishum Bizyoyna being Oiker Adin Deiris? We're more soft hearted than the Torah. I suppose if it comes to that, you can ask about Hira too. What are we more, we're more worried about Hira than the Torah? Hi. Sorry. Oh, okay. I don't know. We got disconnected and then I was muted. Didn't realize. Okay. Where were we holding? Yeah. So what the problem is in Tosis, Tosis says really there's no mute. Oisivli says not a mute. The reason why Chacham holds should not niskelas ruma is either mishum hirura or mishum bezayna. So the hirura I understand better. Hirura fine. As hirura we're ikur dava minatayr because we're afraid of hirura ikur dava minatayr. But mishum bezayna. If the Torah is said to be mafshater, then the Torah is saying to do the bezayna. So that's skill is also bezayna. And the Torah said to do it. So the Torah said to do to be mafshiter also. So that's a bizayin the Torah prescribes. Presumably it's part of the Einish. So where do we come off saying, no, we're not going to do it because we have to rechel kamechel? You know, let's not be mafshiter soita because we have to rechel kamechel. But the Torah said to do the Yisro. So I think two possibilities. Possibility number one is there's a Taisus here. Brolim Isa Yofa. Taisus going on the drosha. V'hatla recha kamecha. Brolim Isa Yofa. So Taisus here says Brolim Isa Yofa. Yesh mefarshim shem doracha kamecha l'shak nachayim dechayecha kaitmin. Yesh mefarshim shem nechsib reish dekol leisikam leisitar. V'loshin ekim hainu misa k'taminu l'kam v'agdal misas. The kitzur, the Taisus is looking for explanations. How do we know that V'yahavta Recha Kamecha is talking about Misa Yofa? Maybe he's talking about Mechayim. Who says it's talking about Misa Yofa? So Taisus finds allusions in the pasuk itself that it's talking about Misa Yofa. Maybe because Mechayim, you can't mamish have Kamecha because Chayecha Kaidmin. But, or because it's because of Lisikim Leisita, or it's Mashman's talking about Misa. What does he need this for? The Torah said we have to recha kamecha, and we have to recha kamecha is your friend's whole life through, from cradle to grave, till the last moment of life is we have to recha kamecha. Where did Taisa see necessity to learn we have to recha kamecha is talking specifically about misa. So I thought maybe because Taisa was talking about it. If the Torah said Isabel Xusoy, and there's no miut of Isabel Isa, that's an illusion according to Taisus. There's no miut. So the Torah said Isabel Xusoy, and it's talking Lechayra, Pshutai, it's talking about women too. It doesn't say Beperisha, women too. But it doesn't say that. There's no miut of Isabel Isa. So stomach Pirusha, that Isa is women too. So what do we say? What's the countervailing factor? If the after Echa Kamecha was just a general principle, then how could that be oiker the din of how could that be oiker the din of Isa Blixusa? So therefore, Taisus had to learn that no, if you have to lerecha kamecha, it says there's a custom that misa is based and has to be in the way that's most misa yochem, and that therefore forces me to interpret that when the Torah said Isa Blixusa was talking about men and not women, though it's a Gilean Torah itself that Isa Blixusa is going on men and not women, because it says in Torah misa yochem. I will have to add, for a man to be Niskal Orem, presumably is Misa Yofi. Yeah, anyway, I have to say. If there's an issue of Bezayinus, how come for men there's no Bezayinus? There's no Gmiyat of Isav Laisa. So how can we be more worried about the Bezayinus by women and not by men? It says Isav Laisa, and it says it equally for men and women because there's no Gmiyat of Isav Laisa. So how can, according to Taisus, if there's no Gmiyat of Isav Laisa, so how can it be that when it comes to women, all of a sudden we're worried about Bezayinus, when it comes to men, we're not worried about Bezayinus? So that's mukach anyway in Taisus, that the bizayin over here is only for women. For women to be niskal arum is worse. As the Gemara itself says this too. The tzair de gufa is more with the there's more tzair de gufa to be niskal cloaked, but there's more bizayin to be niskal arum. That's only by women. The preference that she would rather be clothed, even though she's going to have more pain, but she won't have the the bizillion of being nifshat, that's true. That calculus is by women, not by men. A man would rather be niskalor because he'll have it's less tired to go for, and the bizillion is not so great. So there's the pasuk says we have to rechel kamoicha, and it says in the pasuk that the pasuk is telling me exeris hakosuv that misa is based and has to be the most misa yofer. So that could be megala that by a man the misa yofer is to be niskal aram, by a woman the misa yofer is to be niskal not aram. So it's a gili in Torah itself that even though the Torah didn't say a mir to oisav loyisa, just an oisav leksusoi, but bozev elimid alzev we have to rechel kamoicha is megala the din of oisav was said by him and not by her. The din of oisav leksusoi was by him and not by her. That's possibly number one. Possibly number two is Taisus and Saita. Taisus and Saita Taka addresses this. Taisus and Saita says, "Hey, my kasha rabbanu rabbanu. I'm a first time a parak nigmar adin. We should nifsev oisib like susu. Vein oisib like susu. Exeris hakosu. Okay, lo mahi lenu lenavlam. Yachash hakosu or shaloi lenavlam. Mayinu menavlam oisin. Kain oikin hakosu be adai. The Torah says oisib lo yisa not to be mashed. Exeris hakosu." There's no miyut of Isa v'Isa. Isa is only b'leik susa. There's no miyut of Isa b'leik Isa. But the Torah is not, even though it's not mimayit women, but it's not talking about women either. It says Isa. The mice is talking about men. It's not coming to mimayit women, but it is talking about men. Hilkach l'rabbonon l'shamanu min ha'Torah madina v'arashus b'yad based in lasis k'mashiyutz. The Kitzur Taisa says it's in between. It's not a miut. There's no miut of Isaib Laysa. The Torah not saying Isaib Laysa. There's no miut, don't be mafshiter. But there's no positive pasuk that we should yes be mafshiter either. The Torah Lamais is talking about, it's talking Losin Zachar. It's not talking Losin the cable. So now it's Moser Biyad Chachamim. What should we do by women? By men, the Torah says to be menavelim, to be mafshidim. At least lechatchila, we think it's a nivul. And later on, we have tired to gufa. Maybe it's a chesed. But akalponim lechatchila, Gemara thinks it's mishum nivul. So should we have that nivul by women too? The Torah doesn't say we have to do it, but maybe we should do it anyway. So that depends. That's mosel lechachamim. Whether there are other considerations that might want us not to do the nivul by women. Mishum hirura in the sakadai tichu Gemara. Or because by women it's especially in Bizoyim in the Maskama. So that might be Tysus. So this Tysus and Saita might be Pshat and Tysus and Eden as well. That even though Tysus says no Mirta of Isa Laysa, he doesn't mean that Isa Laysa is going on women also. It's not going on women, but it's not Memayat women. So now it's Moser B'yad Chachom, should we compare women to men? If there's any Mokim is Svar L'chalak, so we won't say we won't apply what it says by men. The Oisib Leksusay, we won't apply it to women if we have a Svara, why they might be different. If there's no Svara Lechalek, then we will apply it to women. And then that's the whole Shakla Vitaya of the Gemara. Is there any reason to think by women it should be different than men? Mishum Yur or Mishum Zayn? That's Tysus. We might say Rashi is not like Tysus, because you look at Rashi and Saito. Look at Rashi. Rashi and Sanhedrin. Oisav lo yisav, zok Rashi, dein eishin iskeles rum, Rabbi Yehuda amalach, oisav lav lum yuti isha osa, eile leiruyon, de niskal oram, de mi oisav nafkulon, beleik susa. Leishnu vleishnu isha, ein kan miut, ve isha akosav, isha li isha lechal misa shivatayr. It's very clear in Rashi, that Rashi learns, it's machaikas chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, whether or not there's a miut. Chacham adashin, oisav lo yisav, there ain't ish in the scale as the rumor. Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, Rabbi Yehuda says to the Chachamim, "Oy say lav lemuti isha asa." Good Rashi, it's machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chachamim said, "Oy say v'leisa," and Rabbi Yehuda says, "No, oy say not a miut." Elai lairu and the niskalorim, and therefore it's leishna hu v'leishna hi. Shari ein kan miut v'hishah kosev ish lishul chamis shibatayr. It's also meduik in Rashi. If it's not a miut, Taisa said, it's not a miut, but on the other hand, we're not talking about women either. So it's like a limbo. It's muscle chacham. we're not mamish with my women, but on the other hand, we're not talking about women. So now Chachamim can decide, is there any reason to mechalak between men and women? That's the mechalak of Tosfos Seifa. Maybe Tosfos Sanhedrin is going like that. Rashi is doubly not like that. And it's sad, first of all, it's mashmash Rashi that according to Chachamim, there is a mute. He starts because he says, he puts into Rabbi Yehuda's mouth the words, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Lok, Rabbi Yehuda says to the Chachamim, Oisei lad lemiuti isha asa. According to Tosfos, nobody thought it's a mute. We never meant to mute in the first place. Well, there's a din, Oisei, so we want to know, well, what about women? Torah's not talking about women. So are women any different? And that's also you. Rashi says that Rabbi Yehuda is telling me, is Rabbi Yehuda saying to the Chachamim, Oisei is not a mute. Out of the Mashmah Oisei is that according to Chachamim, Oisei is a mute. Moreover, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not a mute. So Rashi stresses that if it's not a miut, then women are bechlau, because we have a rule, hishva kosev ishl ishl chalanshin shibatayr. Apparently, Rashi holds that the hafshota, or the Lashon Gemara Rashi is lechal misa shibatayr. I think the Lashon Gemara is lechal inshin shibatayr. It's mu and Rashi that the hafshota is part of the miso. And we have a rule, hishva kosev ishl ishl lechal misa shibatayr. It's a general rule in Shas. So unless there's a miut otherwise, so that then ish includes ish. That's not like Tosfos. Tosfos says that Oseb Lixosay was talking about men. It's not talking about women. It's Moshe Chacham. Tosfos apparently holds this does not go into the rule Hishva Kosev Ish Lishul Chol Einshin Shibatar. It's not an Einish apparently. This nibble is not an Einish. It's something else. It's a nibble. It's a Yisur. Maybe for people standing around, but it's not part of the Misa itself. It doesn't go into Hishva Kosev Ish L'Ishu. So it's Moshe L'Chacham. Torah's not talking about. We don't know what the din is by women. Torah didn't tell us. And so it's Moshe L'Chacham. In Rashi's Mevorah, not the way. In Rashi's Mevorah, either it's a miut, and if it's not a miut, then it's Bechal. So it comes out from Rashi that it's Taka Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Chacham, and whether it's a miut. Chacham hope it's a miut. Oisai v'loisa. And if Yudah says there's no miut, and if there's no miut, then Hishva Kosev Ish L'Isha. So, Pirashi. So, first of all, let's just say the good news before we get into the bad news. A lot more bad news. But first, the good news. The good news is, yeah, now I understand Rashi l'shitosa, how Rashi and Soita can say when the Gemara makes the final cheshbon that Rabbi Yehuda Chama arguing about the Bizyona and Bizyona Adifa or Tzara de Gufa Adifa, and Rashi makes it sound like that according to the Chachamim that Bizyona Adifa lay that person is would rather have the dignity of being clothed than the speedy death of being naked. So Rashi made it sound like that's true by men too. Men would also rather have the dignity of being clothed by the skillet. No, so why is the din taka the din niskal arme? And the nice din is they are niskal arme. Ish niskal arme. It's only ish nak. If Rashi makes it sound like the bizoin is the same by both, the lashon is Rashi in Saito or Mash, but he talks lashon zaka the whole time. A man, a person, he would rather. Nichalei, a person, he would rather be Niskal clothed than being Niskal arm. So why is it then that he's talking Niskal arm? So the answer is Rashi L'shitosa, because there's exerts a kosov, I say, v'lo yisah. We don't care what he wants. So the Torah says, I say, that there's I say, v'lo yisah. So only by women where they have a myth, I say, v'lo yisah, that's different. Okay, so that's the good news. But the bad news is much more. Because the bad news is, if it's an achaikas about exerts a kosov, then the whole sugya makes no sense. Like, first of all, so let's say the whole sugya. We have to work through the whole sugya. According to Rashi, the whole sugya needs to be worked through. What's going on? We start off saying that machlekes chacham and Rabbi Yehuda exerts a kosov. Rabbi Yehuda exerts a kosov oisay v'lo yisa. I'm sorry, the chacham exerts a kosov oisay v'lo yisa, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, there's no myth of oisay v'lo yisa, and we melee hishva kosov ish l'isha. So it's a machlekes and exerts a kosov in the end of discussion. So then, what's the next Gemara? Start one thing at a time. So what's the first line of the Gemara? The Gemara, the sugya begins, Lememr de Rabbanon chayesh li'iruhur, Rabbi Yehuda lechayesh li'iruhur. You see the Rabbanon who say that a Yishu is niskelis, ain't a niskelis aruma, that you see the Rabbanon not chayesh li'iruhur. Where do you see the not chayesh li'iruhur? They have a mute. I say blaisa. I say blaisa. 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 What does it have to do with here? Nothing to do with here. The Torah said that you only have to be mashed him. The Torah said didn't say you have to be mashed her. So why should we be mashed her? The Torah is not prescribing it. I say blaisa. Where do you see anything about here? Where do you see the Rabban over here are chayishli yehura? They're not chayishli yehura, but they don't walk around taking people's clothing off if the Torah didn't say you should. So what's found in the first line in the Gemara? So the first line of the Gemara, Rashi himself helps us with. Rashi Taka addresses. Dr. Rashi. Lehihura. Shem used to my name, Vayavayu de Hira. Dr. Rashi, the laugh high time if it wasn't for Hira. Nihid l'rabbonu lo yatsir kakol hafshita. True, the Torah didn't say that we have to be mashiter. Because Isav Laysa, Rashi Shitosa, there's a myth of Isav Laysa. Neved lo anan, Kadesha Thomas Meyer. Let's be mashiter anyway, not because the Torah said that we have to be mashiter, but let's be mashiter anyway because she should die quickly. The clothing interferes with the Misa. So it's Inu Yadin. So we should be married the Misa. So in Svara, there's a reason to be Mashiter, even if Torah doesn't prescribe it. It must be because of here. Clara is, right, this is strange thing. It seems from this Rashi that being mashiter is a good thing. It takes off the Inu Yadin. It's a toga for her. Even if Torah doesn't tell us to do it, we would do it anyway for her because Kadesha Thomas Meyer. It sounds like a Tzara Degufa thing, like the Gemara later on. Why should we extend her agony? Kadesha Thomas Meyer. The Gemara, by the way, at the beginning of the Sukkot. You know, Gemara says it at the end of the Sukkot. But it seems from Rashi, we already know at the beginning of the sugya. There's Inya Kadesha Thomas Meyer. So I understand something. If it's Kadesha Thomas, if in Svara we should be mashed or Kadesha Thomas Meyer, because it's good for her. So how can Rabbi Yehuda say how can Rashi say earlier that according to Rabbi Yehuda, since there's no miyud, so it's hishva because of ish l'ishu l'chol misa shabbatar. Again, the lesson more I think is called chol einish shabbatar. From that Rashi, it sounds like the hafshota is part of the einish. So it goes into hishva because of ish l'ishu l'chol einish shabbatar. Now it seems from Rashi that the hafshota is not part of the einish faket. It's something that she's it's to be Mene, it's Sarah de Gufa. It's the Kadesha Thomas Meyer. It's a benefit for her. Which is it? Is the Hafshata bad for her? Something we're doing to punish her? Or is the Hafshata something that's good for her? From Rashi before, who says that it goes into in Hishra Kosov Ishla Isha, it sounds like it's part of the Einish. But now, and look, Chazor in the Gemara, this is like the Gemara's Kasha now. The Gemara's right away asking Kasha. There's like not any mokum for a Chazor in the Gemara. Now all of a sudden it seems that it's faked. It's a type of Kadesha Thomas Meyer. Furthermore, why do I need the Torah to tell me I civil exus? If there's a svara kadesh, you almost mire. So then, why do I need the Torah to tell me I civil exus? In svara, I would do it. Lomli kos svara. I thought maybe to say about. I'm not sure. I have a so maybe about. Then we could also be Isaac. Rat Tysus Gasha. How do you learn two things from Isaac? Isaac like Susa, Isaac like Isa. Isaac says, he had a two thing. You don't get two for what? It says Isaac what? It says Isaac. There's one me at Isaac. So Isaac like Susa. You don't also get Isaac like Isa. So I thought maybe you could say all three Kashas to answer. That Rashi learned that the rule really is when it comes to an einish, if the Torah says isha, it means an isha too. Because hishva kosev, we have a rule. We learn that from Sukkim, the isha isha. That the hishva kosev ishli isha chalenshin shibatayr. Whatever is an einish, the Torah is masha ishli isha. Whatever is not an einish, so if it says ish, we don't have isha. Ishva isha. So now, this hafshata, the Torah says, Isav like susai, that everybody agrees, there's a din, Isav like susai, we're mafshut him. Is that b'tayras einish? Or is it b'tayras misa yofer? Are we doing it for nibble? See the Gemara, both things, see the Gemara that being mafshut is a nibble. On the other end, you see the Gemara that it takes off the misa, takes off the tzair of the gufa. So when the Torah prescribes that you have to be mafshut the niskol, why is the Torah prescribing it? You could hear the Torah prescribing that as nivel. It's part of the einish. Or you could hear that it's for misa yofer. That it's in order that it's shei homas mar. So maybe Rashi learned that that's good for them, the kudus machlekes from Rabbi Yehuda Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's an einish. So hishra kosev ish l'isha l'chol einish n'shibatar. So the hafshot is part of the nivel, it's part of the einish. So then it's, when it says Isha, it means Isha too, because we have a binyanat that whenever it says Isha, it means Isha too by Anshin. Chachamim who say Isha v'Isha, it's not because they have a mute. It's because they hold that the reason why the Torah says Isha v'Isha is Kadesha Yomus Marit, not part of the Einish. If it's not part of the Einish, then Ish does only means Isha, doesn't mean Isha. Correcting Gemara, but if the Torah told me by an Ish that Kadesha Yomus Marit, that sounds like a good idea. So let's do it on our own by Nisha too. As Rabbi Echa Kamoicha. And that's the most kasha. It's a lot to read into the Rashi. But it would solve the three problems. The problem number one, how can you get it there? Which is maybe the least of the problems. Place is kasha. How can Chacham dash and Isay b'lo Isay? Isn't it used up for Isay b'lo Isay? Which, and it's not like Rashi is aware of that problem. Rashi puts that problem into Rabbi Yehuda's mouth. Because when Rashi explained to Rabbi Yehuda, he said, Rabbi Yehuda, Amalach, Isay, laughing with the Isha Asa, Elay Ruya, the Niskal and Aram. It's not coming from a meat of Isay b'lo Isay, it's coming to tell me that it's Niskal Aram. So Rashi himself, in Rabbi Yehuda at least, he speaks out the Ferish. There's no Yitur for Isay b'lo Isay. Isay used up for Isay b'lo Isay. I may leishna hu beleishna hi because he's shakosu and so on. So what's problem in chacham? That's problem number one. That's a terrible problem. Number two is Rashi explains the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Rabbanon never la'anon. What? Let's be mafshuter because of misa yofer. So it sounds like it's a good thing for her. It's a misa yofer. Because Shethomus Meir, but Rashi himself said that it's an Einish. And question number three, if it's a Misa Yofa, so why do we need a Pasuk at all? What do we need a Pasuk? I'll know it on my own because of Misa Yofa, because Kadesh Yomus Meir. So all three questions, we can't answer in one fell swoop. That this is Gufut, the whole Gufut, Rashi learned up in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's talking to Einish because it's a Nibble. So Meila, I don't need, so it says Ish and Hishra Kosub. It's not a miyut faket. Hishra kosov, ish means isha. And the chachamim who don't agree with that and say it does not go into ish, hishra kosov, ish, l'ish, l'chalenshin, shibatar, they must hold it's not an einish. It's Kadesh Yomas Mar. And therefore, it only says Isha, it doesn't say Isha. Frankly, Gemara, if the Torah is Kadesh Yomas Mar, so let's do it by her too. After all, she also have a Kadesh Yomas Mar. Yeah, I'm not sure we so. I don't know if we so much solve the problem. But what do you need a pasuk for if it's a svar? A little bit we solve it. Well, maybe a little bit we solve it also. If I didn't have a pasuk, I would not necessarily know that we put the Kadesh Yomas Maher on top of the Bizoyan. But now that the Torah says by a man that we are Mafshatim Kadesh Yomas Maher, you see that the Kadesh Yomas Maher is the bigger chesed, is the more important thing. So even though the Torah didn't say it by women, but let's learn out from, by analogy, you see the Torah puts a priority in Kadesh Yomas Maher. So why should women be any Lomanigara? Why should women be any different? So let's see. Let's see. Okay. So at this point, so far, maybe we have a mahal. So the Gemara is, so you see Rabbanan Achayish. So the Gemara is asking. The Gemara thinks that the only reason for the Rabbanan, the reason why Rabbanan and Taka don't apply this din of Kadesh Yomas Maher to women, it must be Mishum Hirhura. So Mishum Hirhura, we're not gonna. Kadesh Yomas Maher is a very nice thing, and the Torah Taka said it by men, but Torah didn't say it by women. And even though on our own, maybe we would want to say it, but Mishum Hirhura, we don't. That's what the Gemara thinks. But then the Gemara says, but then it's a steer in the Rabbanan, skipping a little bit the Nidin in Rabbi Huda. So then going back to the Rabbanan, like Kasha, what about the steer in the Rabbanan, picking up the Gemara further down. What about the steer in the Rabbanan? Tell me Rabbanan Chayesh Lirhura, but I know from Soitu that they're not Chayesh Lirhura. Elam Rav, the Yehuda Lekasha Kinao, Kishonim, the Rabbanan Nami Lekasha, Omer Kovan, Neishu Kol Noshim, Leish, Tassena, Kizim, Aschema, that the reason why by women we're mafshatur, we're megalus libo is for the yisur. Ocha en lecha yisur godl mizeh. Over here, she's going to die anyway. We don't need the yisur of being mafshatur. The question was never let's be mafshiter for Yisur. The question was let's be mafshiter Kadesh Tomus Maher. You see from Soita they're not Chayesh Lirhura. If they're not Chayesh Lirhura, what was the question in the first place according to Rashi? Not a Kashan Mashtikal Torah and Rashi. Never mind Mashtikal. Rashi presented the Gemara's Kashan, a member of the Rabbanon and Chayesh Lirhura at the very beginning of the Gemara. Kasha was true. The Torah didn't say Yisur b'Kesusa by women; it only said it by men. But nevertheless, non Kadesh Thomas Meyer. It must be the reason why we don't do it. Kadesh Thomas Meyer. It must be because of Hirur. But by Soit, you see, they're not Chayesh Lirhura. So what's the Teretz? By Soit, there's a din of Yisur. Over here, there's no need for Yisur. That was never the Kasha in the first place. The Kasha wasn't let's do Yisur over here the way we do Yisur by Soit. The kasha was, let's, by soita yisicha, Rabbanan aren't chayesh lirhura. If Rabbanan aren't chayesh lirhura, let's be mafshatur kadesh Thomas Meyer. But I think you have to say, you have to be nitcha. The kasha is very glaring in Rashi. Just to repeat the question. Rashi presents the Gemara at the very beginning that Rabbanan hold there's a the Torah did not say to be mafshit women, but we thought when the Gemara says but when the Gemara says so what do the where do the Gemara see anything about hero? So the memory Rabbanan lechayish liyuhuro. So Rashi So Rashi presented it that even though the Torah doesn't prescribe hafshata by women. But it's a good idea, Kadesha Thomas Meyer. And from the fact that Rabbanan don't jump at that and don't say that, don't say Kadesha Thomas Meyer, it must be their Chayesh Dirahura. And that's the kasha from the Mishnah Saita. Because in the Mishnah Saita, Rabbanan are not Chayesh Dirahura. If we're not Chayesh Dirahura, then let's be Mafshit and Niskelis Kadesha Thomas Meyer. So now what is my answer? My answer is by Saita, there's a din of a Yisru. But over here, there's no din of a Yisru because Enecha Yisru got on Mizeh. But that was never Akasha. Akasha wasn't, how come over there's a Yisru, here there's no Yisru? That was never our problem. Our problem was, let's do it anyway, Kadesh Thomas Meyer. I think you have to say, even though it's a daichuk, that the ikar teretz of the Gemara is v'yahat l'recha kamecha. B'zayna. This notion of b'zayna. Rolei misa yofa. That even though we want Shatomas Meyer, even though it's an Indian Kadesh Thomas Meyer, but there's a din of rolei misa yofa, which is not just Shatomas Meyer. It's that she should die without b'zaynas. And some of that we didn't know before. Before we knew misa yofa, we knew Shatomas Meyer. That we knew. Inu yadim. Shatomas Meyer. But we didn't know that this notion of let's save her dignity even when she's dying. So that's Nishadish and Rehapta Recha Kamecha, and that's the Ikater to the Gemara. Even that's Sosom, because if the question in the beginning was Shatomas Meyer, isn't that also Rehapta Recha Kamecha? Sarah de Gufa? So it's anyway Sosom in the Gemara, but you have to say, maybe the Gemara itself elaborates afterwards, that the point of Rehapta Recha Kamecha is that there's an inyan of bezyona that we want to save her from bezyonas, and that's why we're not going to be mafshiter, and that's the ikateres of the Gemara, and that's more important than kadesh Thomas Meyer. So what do I have this whole thing about over there? There's v'yisru, and here there's no v'yisru because enoch yisru galu mizeh. Like that's like a sideshow. What does that have to do with our whole discussion? So I think you have to say nechrami. That's not a sideshow. The Gemara is addressing a question that you might have, is preempting. You might ask, what do you tell me? Behaft l'richa kamecha, don't make her bezyonas. What do you mean? By Saita, we look to make her bezyonas. It's a preemptive strike. The terrorist that we're about to say is that even though we want Thomas Meyer, sounds very nice, Kadesha Thomas Meyer, but v'yat l'echa kamaycha, we can't make her bezyonas. So, how Shoyal Yishal, we're busy with the sugya of Saita. What do you mean? By Saita, we look to make her bezyonas. So what are you telling me? We don't want to make her bezyonas. Let's learn from Saita that we look to make her bezyonas. I said, no, there, they say, it's not comparable. First of all, there it says v'noisu kol anoshim. Here it doesn't say it. And there it says v'noisu kol anoshim. Over here, ein lecha yisru galu mizeh. The misa itself is the obviously we're punishing her, but it's enough that we kill her. We don't have to look for other bezyonis. Let's heap more and more bezyonis on and never batati. I said, no, what the Torah prescribes, by sight, the Torah prescribes. But you can't, but I'll be, but... But you, in words, you can't learn out from Saita, you see that we make her bezyonos. But you can't learn out from Saita to here, because over here we're making her anyway the bezyonos that we kill her. So, en lecha yisru galu mizeh. LMI, you want to say never, but hate? Let's learn out from Saita that we'll just make her bezyonos and make her more bezyonos than we have to. I don't know exactly how to push this through, but I'll upon him. The never batati, anyway, it's a little bit strange. What's this kasha? Never batati. Never batati. By Saita, we do one. Mechates the never batati. That's like, okay, I don't know. That's anyway said. But somehow there's a mokum to say never batati. Let's say an insult to injury. You see, from Saita, we want to make a bezyonis. So over here, it's true. We already made it a bezyonis that she's going to die. But let's make her, once you see, bezyonis is a good thing. So let's make even more bezyonis. It'll be even more of a nice soup. So no, more of a nicer than you have to, more of a zionist than you have to. Why should we do more of a zionist than you have to? What the Torah says you have to do, you have to do. Beyond that, it's we have to recha kamecha. But the kitzur, what I'm saying is, you have to say according to Rashi that the ikkar teretz of the Gemara is the Gemara's kashu was the Gemara's question originally was chachamim. Why don't we want to do misayoch? Why don't we want it? Why don't we want Shetomas Meir? Let's be mafshiter. Torah didn't say we have to, but let's be mafshiter katei Shetomas Meir. The ikkar teretz is because yes, it's true being mafshiter would give her a speedier death, but misayoch means that we have to give her bezeinus. We have to recha kamecha. Don't make her bezeinus. So the whole thing about the Noistru, that's to preempt the problem that when we're going to say v'hafto eicha kamecha, we don't want to give her b'zoinus. And the Gemara knows that that's where it's headed to. We want to say v'hafto eicha kamecha, so it's thinking ahead. What do you mean v'hafto eicha kamecha? We don't want to give her b'zoinus. You see from Saita that we do want to give her b'zoinus. So therefore the Gemara has to speak out. It's all part of the Gemara has to speak out. By Saita, we want to give her b'zayinus because at least she should have b'zayinus. She may walk out to otherwise scot-free. At least she should have b'zayinus. We should call her noshim. Over here, she's going to die anyway. We don't have to give her more b'zayinus. And since we don't have to give her more b'zayinus, so then there's a v'hafto eicha kamecha not to give her b'zayinus. And if there's a din not to give her b'zayinus, so that outweighs the Kadesh Thomas Meyer. That's how Rashi has to learn the Gemara. What do we have so far? How did Rashi learn the Shaka of the Gemara? Going back to the beginning. Rashi learns, first of all, that in the Chacham, this is in the Oisei V'lo Yisoh. This Takamit Oisei V'lo Yisoh. The Torah said, by men, by the Din HaPshata, by men, not by women. Torah said, by men, not by women. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. But by according to Chamlech, the Torah said, Oisei V'lo Yisoh. So then the Gemara said, what's the Gemara's kashrut? So the Gemara's medayik, you see that the Rabbanon are chayish li'ruhura. Where do you see the Rabbanon chayish li'ruhura? They leave her clothed because it says, oisib l'ksusim l'oisab l'ksusim. So Rashi explained, it's true that Torah only said it by him, but let's do it by her too, Kadesh Thomas Mar. So what's the whole Hezber? The Rashi learns that that's kufa pshat mechacham and why it doesn't go into Yishra kosev ish l'isha l'chal oinshin shibadar because it's not a oinish, it's Kadesh Thomas Mar. That was my shtickle Torah. I don't know if we're going to, we'll see. But a kapanim, what it says in Farish and Rashi is that the Gemara's kasha was, it's true that there's a din of this exerts a cause of oisib lo yisa. Well, oisib lo yisa just means the Torah only said you have to be mashed to the men. It didn't say that you have to be mashed to the women, or woman who's nisqalis. But let's do it anyway, because there's Thomas Ma. It must be that Rabbanah chayish dehur. But then it's the kasha Rabbanah and Rabbanah, because in Saitu they're not chayish dehur. The ikka teretz of the Gemara is v'hafkurecha kamecha, which means that we want to give her dignity. And giving her dignity is more important than Kadesha Thomas Meyer. And that's v'hafkurecha kamecha. But the Gemara needs to famayl, the Gemara needs to preempt, that you might ask, what do you mean we want to give her dignity? If I can't, we want to give her b'zayinus. You see, by Saita, we want to give her b'zayinus. I said, no, that's not true. B'zayinus is going to get anyway. You don't have to give him more b'zeinus. So Mela, we revert to the rule of Ha'atarecha Kamecha that you should have dignity. Ha'atarecha Kamecha. Rolling Yisayof. I think also there's a revach here. A revach for a connoisseurs in the Lashon Gemara. What's the ikkar teretz of the hafto eicha kamecha? Bezeinus. We want to spare her bezeinus. According to Rashi, the Gemara's initial havamina that the Rabban Rechai Shavihil Yehura was based on the fact that otherwise we would want to give her a speedy death. Kadesh Thomas Meyer. So up till this point in the Gemara, the compassionate, humane thing to do is to be mafshiter kadesh Thomas Meyer. So what's the Gemara's teretz now? V'ahat l'recha kamecha. It's very sosim the Gemara. We're answering, no, we have to be humane. The kash in the first place was that Rabbanu must be chayash l'yehura, because otherwise the humane thing would be to be mafshiter kadesh Thomas Meyer. So what's the answer? We've been busy with the whole time we were busy with v'haftlerecha kamecha. Kadesh Thomas Meyer was also v'haftlerecha kamecha. So what are we waving now? The flag? No. We can't. We don't want. We can't do Kadesh Thomas Meyer because v'haftlerecha kamecha. Ikka chosim in a sefer. The ikka teres of the Gemara is Kadesh Thomas Meyer is humane, but it's even more humane to worry about her bezeinus. But that doesn't say in the Gemara. That emerges later from the Shiva in the next few lines of the Gemara. But at this point, the Gemara hasn't said that yet. So what's the Gemara answering? We knew we have to recha kamecha all along. But up till now, we thought we have to recha kamecha is Kadesh Thomas Meyer. It's the Gemara's answer now, we have to recha kamecha is very sosom. The answer is because it's nimshach from what the Gemara is saying about a saita. By a saita, we do yisur. Yisur means bezenus. So the Gemara is saying, by a saita, we're mafshater, because that's a bezoyan. So we've already introduced the notion that being mafshater, in this v'yisru, we're now introducing the notion that being mafshater is a bezoyan. And the Gemara is saying, by a saita, we have to do bezoyanus. But over here, she already has enough bezoyanus. So v'yahavta l'recha kamecha, the Gemara doesn't have to speak out bezoyanus. It's we're talking about bezoyanus, because what are we talking about by saita? We're talking about bezoyanus. V'yisru is bezoyanus. So we've already introduced the notion, by a soita, we give her bezoinus. But over here, we don't have to. She has enough bezoinus. So if you have to lecha kamecha, don't give her any more bezoinus. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't have to speak out, you know, if it says we have to lecha kamecha, and we have to lecha kamecha, it means don't give her bezoinus. It's implicit in the whole conversation. That's why it's different than a soita. By soita, we're mafshuter to give her bezoinus. Over here, if you have to lecha kamecha, don't be mafshuter like a soita, nor does she not have bezoinus. And that outweighs Kadesh Thomas Meyer. The next line, that was a problem. Dr. Gemara, next line, Leimei de Rav Nachman Tanoi. What's the more answer? Just said, Rav Nachman wrote, Leimei se yofe, v'yachat v'yachat kamaycha. And that's why Chacham say, we're not mafshater, because we want to give her a misa yofe. But Rav Yehuda says that we are mafshater. He must not hold for misa yofe. Wait, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yehuda says we're mafshiter because he doesn't have the mitzvah of oisiv leisos isha kasev ishlish lechal ein shivater. We'll go back to the very beginning. So Rashi learns in Machlekes Avinu Chachamim, is there a mitzvah of oisiv leisos? Chacham don't have the mitzvah. So we've been just went down in Svara. In Svara, maybe we should make her a guy. Maybe we should want that she should die faster. Somebody says no, because we have to rech the kamecha. We don't want she should have bezenis. But in Rabbi Yehuda doesn't dash an oisiv loisa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that oisa includes women too, because hishva kosev ish lechalon shen shibater. So where do you see that you are using v'yahavta l'recha kamecha? Maybe you're using v'yahavta l'recha kamecha. But the Torah says that over here, part of the English is that shlishi is to be matching him. And hishva kosev ish l'isha. It's even worse the way I said before that the Nakudas HaMachlaikas between Rehud and Chachamim in the beginning, Rashlin Behogu Fanechuku, that according to Chachamim, the purpose of the being mashit is that she should die faster. And according to Yehuda, the purpose of the being mashit is that he should have his Einish. It's part of the Einish. So if Yehuda is held as part of the Einish, and that's why it goes from Dishra Kosu Ishla Ishla Chalon Shish Shabbatar, so where do you see that he doesn't hold from Yehaf Nerecha Kamecha? And the Hemshech Gemara, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to v'yahavta l'recha kamecha, but here the people care more about Sarah de Gufa. She would, we're mafshuter because she would rather the v'yahavta l'recha kamecha to be mafshuter. That's not the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara said before, the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is because he holds ishva kosev ishlish l'chol en shen shemeter. There's no mitzvah v'yisiv leisa, and it goes into ishva kosev ishlish l'chol en shen shemeter. That's a very glaring problem. So I think Behech, you have to say that now that we're mechadish, that there's dinner brother Misa Yofer. Now that we're mechadish, that there's a dinner brother Misa Yofer. Well, I'll tell you what I want to say, and then I'll tell you why. It's still a little bit, it's still doch. Now that the Gemara is mecharish the dinner brolei misa yofer, if Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that, it's a concept of brolei misa yofer. Then now already it's mesaber that when the Torah said oisib l'kshusi, it wasn't b'toris einish, it was b'toris misa yofer. They shiom is meyer. If Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Rav Nachman at all, he doesn't have the concept of Misa Yofer. So then why did Torah say to be mashed him, to be mashed him? He's a Russia. We want to kill him. We're looking for Misa Yofer. He's an enemy of God. We wouldn't look for Misa Yofer. So why did Torah say to be mashed him? Must be because of Nivel. We want to make Bizyonis. Oh, so it's part of the Einish. That's what we understood Rabbi Yehuda. That's the original understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. But now that we have this new concept that even a guy who's chayav misa, even this guy's no good, he's chayav misa, still in all the Torah, we have to rechamecha, even on him, barely misa yofer. If Rabbi Yehuda has that concept, if Rabbi Yehuda has that concept, then that should become shat why we're mashat danish. Not to make him bizyonis, but for the misa yofer of Kadesh Yom Asmar. And if that's the case, then by an isha where her dignity is more important, he should agree that isha is not in the scale of saruma. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda Taka doesn't hold from the half to reicha kamecha, and therefore he learns the reason why we mashut an ish is only because of nivel, and mele that's why he holds it women too, because he doesn't hold from Rav Nachman. He does hold from Rav Nachman. And if he holds from Rav Nachman, then probably the reason why an Isha Niskal Orem is Kadesh Yom is Kadesh Yom is Meir. Because it's part of the Hapnech Kamek, but the Sperm the Sire the Gufa. So why by women does he say that you mashed them too? Don't they care more about their dignity like you see in the Chachamim? Says the Gemara, no, that's Gufa Machlekes. Mar Sovar, what do women prefer? Do they prefer Sire the Gufa? Do they prefer the Natak Bezhenis? The reason why it's still a bit doichik is because it sounds like it only works if we say we're first discovering of Nachman now. We're first discovering the concept of Yahat Rechim Kamecha now. But the Fir Rashi, the notion of Yahat Rechim Kamecha we had at the very beginning. The Gemara's never banon Kadesh Yomus Mar, Kadesh Thomas Mar. The Gemara had at the very beginning Kadesh Thomas Mar, this notion that we want to have Rechmanus and Anisko, Kadesh Yomus Mar. That was our original dik in the Chachamim. There must be Chayish Nehura, otherwise we never banon Kadesh Yom Ismar. What's Nischadish in when the Gemara brings in Rav Nachman is not that there's a notion of that we have of Yahat Recha Kamecha. What's Nischadish in Rav Nachman is the notion of that Bizyonis that is the notion that while a Soita we want to do before a Bizyonis, for a Niskelis we don't want to do for a Bizyonis. And it's a Bizyon to be Mashita. But that's a notion of Yahat Recha Kamecha we had at the very beginning. Unstated, I mean implicit, because that was holding in the chum, never bana. Why is the first now? So why is the more first saying now? Lame with the Rav Nachman that if you hold from the half leicha kamecha, then that should be the reason why we're mafshet tanish. I think the piece that's missing here to make it work is to say that Kadesh Yomus Maher, that doesn't need Rav Nachman. Today she yomis in maher that we don't need Rav Nachman's. For that, we don't need Rav Nachman. That we married before didn't know Rav Nachman. We knew Kadesha Thomas Meyer. We certainly knew that, you know, we don't need to prolong people's agony. If the Torah doesn't say that we need to, the Torah doesn't say that you have to, then never by now, then we should put her out of her misery. That doesn't need yet via hat lurecha kamech. And Rabbi Yehuda might even agree to that. But that it just has to do with how to do the misa. You do the misa quickly. You don't do the misa in an agonizing way. You do the misa quickly. That's how you do the misa. That could still go into Hishva Kosev Ish to Ish to Lechol Enshin Shiva Torah. How to do the misa in Ish is like an Ish. Quickly and as painlessly as possible. But now it's nischadish v'haplerecha kamoicho. That tells me a different notion. We give her dignity. That's more than we knew before. Does that help? So if there's such a concept, I don't know. It doesn't really help so much. It makes new complications. I don't know. Kasha is very, it's, and Kasha is, according to Rashi, where does the Gemara see that Rav Nachman is there? Rav Nachman's, the Gemara wants to, thinks there, Yehuda's Chaylik and Rav Nachman. Lame there, Rav Nachman Tanoi. Where do you see that Yehuda's Chaylik and Rav Nachman? Rav Yehuda says that Isha is also in a Skelet Seruma. That's the right. Maybe he holds from Rav Nachman. Rolei Misa Yofa. But the Torah said, Oisai, Belaik Susai, and Rav Yehuda holds that there's no, that it's going on her too. Because Isha Kosov, Isha Isha. So the Torah said that she's in a Skelet Seruma. You have to say like this. Even at the beginning, the Gemara thought the reason why we're mafshed the man is because it's humane. Even though it's a custom, but it's not a punishment. It's because it's humane. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it goes into Isha Kosov, Isha Isha, Chal Misa Shabbatar. How to do Misa goes into Isha Kosov, Isha Isha Isha. Even though it's the humanity part of the Misa. But it still goes into a kol misa shibatera. Isha kosev ish lisha, and how to do the misa. So Rabbi Yehuda has suggested kosev that we do what's humane by him. We do it in the same thing as humane by her. Chachamim hold. Torah's only talking about men, not talking about women. For some reason, they don't have the isha kosev ish lisha. I don't know why. Maybe because it's not. Maybe for the humane part of the misa, we don't say isha kosev ish lisha. But Akapanim, Chacham don't have the Isha Kosev Ish L'Isha. They think this Haka, Oisev L'Isha, the Torah is talking about him and not by her. And by her, the Torah didn't prescribe this humanity, this humaneness. Correctly more, but never by now. But let's do it, I don't know. Must be because of Hira. Must be because of Hira. And how do you see Rav Yehuda is not chayish liyahura? If Rav Yehuda has exerced a kosov, hisha kosov, ish liyisha, so we're mafshit, it's exerced a kosov. So how do you know that he's not chayish liyahura? Maybe he's chayish liyahura. I guess if he would be chayish liyahura, then we would be oikah the dog. That's the Gemara before. Now the Gemara is mechadesh. Now the Gemara is mechadesh. You have lerecha kamecha, that faket, it's more humane to be not mafshiter, because it's a nibble. Now we're ready. We wake up and say, so one second. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say that we are mafshiter? It's a nibble. You see that he must not hold from v'yach lo'echa kamo'echa. And the reason why we're mafshiter, now the Gemara is first thinking, the reason why we're mafshiter them both is maybe it's nibble. House cruelty. We want to be cruel. We want to be menavalim. And he doesn't hold from v'yach lo'echa kamo'echa by Mrs. Beistin. And the answer is no. They all agree there's such a concept. The machlekes is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that sar de gufa adifalo. The chum that holds from sar de gufa adifalo. We don't have to say this machlekes in oisiv loisa. Could be that everybody agrees that there's no that it could be everybody agrees oisiv loisa. The Torah is not talking about what to do by her. Rabbi Yehuda might also agree to that. You might have thought Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from. What did we solve? The question was if Rabbi Yehuda holds Hisha Kosev Isha Isha, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that's exerts a Kosev that we're mafshiter, so where do you see that he doesn't hold from Yahweh? We haven't really advanced that. What's the right? Maybe he agrees from it to behaf lo'echa kamecha, but here there's exerts a kosov, oisai v'loiksusai. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from oisai v'loiksusai. And they have hisha kosov ish l'ishu l'chalenshin shibatara, l'chalmisa shibatara. The Torah said to be mafshiter. So what's the right? He holds from behaf lo'echa kamecha, but not if the Torah says to be mafshiter. Yeah, I don't know. It's Mitzvah Yashin. Hey, I don't know. It's homework. Solve this problem. Okay, let's stop here.
Thank you, Abby.
Thank you.
Take care.